96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Howard University Homecoming Blueprint 2016 is in the record books. It was one joyous and doozy of a celebration, but it was also a chance to talk about the state of the university from the president of the university, Dr. Wayne Frederick. Well, tonight we're talking to him about that and many other issues. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Wayne Frederick, president of Howard University, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Follow us on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Frederick, thanks for coming in. You recovered from homecoming?
Not quite. Not quite.
Homecoming anywhere is always a situation where people need a day or two to recover, but I appreciate you coming back in. Talk to me about the state of the university. Yes, there's been a lot of fun and all of that, but that was a critical message from you.
Yeah, sure. You know, one of the things that we want to do with homecoming is to really make change a little bit of the focus. I want my alum, obviously, to continue having a good time with all the things that they usually do in order to enjoy, meet up with friends, that type of reunion. But part of it is reconnecting to the university, to be quite frank. So we had open houses on Thursday and Friday in all the schools and colleges, meet the dean sessions. And I gave the State of the University address on Friday to the alum, gave them an opportunity to ask questions, and we also live streamed it. And so I think that's important. This year we brought back Yard Fest. As you know, we've had a couple of incidents with it. I've been hesitant about it, to be quite honest. And I have to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to the Howard community in particular because of some of the language that was used by some of the performers. Having said that, I think, you know, having Faith Evans and Common, you know, was also very helpful in terms of what they bring and what they present and how they presented themselves. I was there for the entire performance by Common, and I think it sets the right type of tone for what I would like to see. We want alum of all ages to be able to interact and engage with our students and for everyone to have a good time. And so all our contracts are done, you know, requesting that the language and that's used is appropriate, and so we're going to enforce that.
Because certainly homecoming needs to be, particularly for the alums who return, it's got to be family friendly.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. A few years ago, we also had an area where kids could play in the valley that was well received. I'm going to insist that next year we bring that back. I honestly thought I was on tap this year, but we'll make sure that we bring that back next year. So for the most part, we got very positive reviews about what we did and how welcoming we tried to make the campus, but we can certainly do better. We had a fashion show that I thought was very good. I attended that as well. Went by the step show. That was also fantastic. We took a couple of events off that we intend to add back in the coming years. And so, you know, I feel good about it. I think it's a good place for us to start.
I should share with you, and I'm sure you'll be happy to hear this, that, you know, having an opportunity to speak to, you know, some of our interns, some of the youngest members of the Howard University family, they were impressed. They were pleased. They, you know, in the words of one young lady, I had a lot of fun. Sure. And I think that, you know, to your point, making sure that a homecoming event is not just great for the students that are here, but for the alums that come back and bring children and parents and all of that is so very, very critical. So, you know, certainly, you know, hats off to, again, Blueprint 2016. As it relates to the state of the university, can you give me some of the highlights? What did you share with the university family?
Yeah, sure. You know, first is academics. We really try to talk and lay out the fact that we're trying to create a very rigorous academic environment and that the students are responding to that and that we feel confident that we're getting some of the best and the brightest in America and that we have an environment that really is helping them get the best education they can get. And so we laid out what we're doing around those issues. I spoke about the finances of the university. I'm happy to report that the hospital, after losing tens of millions of dollars this year, actually turned a profit in excess of $10 million this year. And so it was a pleasure to be able to announce that. Also able to announce what we're doing around diversifying the revenue streams and how we're using our real estate assets for leverage and what that is going to continue to look like. We give a lot of institutional aid to students because we have a lot of needy students. We've given to the tune of $110 million after giving about $40-something million in 2011. And that laid out, again, how the university is looking at that. What we intend to do going forward is give more aid to the neediest students rather than giving a little bit to everyone. We really need to try to close the gap as much as we can on the students who are neediest. And that's an ongoing issue for us. And one that we're happy to meet that challenge because our graduation rate of Pell Grant students is one of the highest in the country, and we are proud of that. And so we are committed to that mission, but it means that we have to assist those students in funding their education in a different manner. And so we're going to continue to work on that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about all things Howard University with University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. If you have a question or a comment, you're certainly welcome to give him a call. Let's talk to Dorothy calling from Prince William County. Dorothy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Dorothy Terry. I'm a proud graduate of Howard University. I graduated in 1984. Just a question for the president. I know the anniversary is coming up, and I'm just wondering what sort of things are happening around that and how does one, if I have an idea about celebrating the anniversary, how do I get an idea to someone?
Well, thanks for your question. We actually have, we formed a sesquicentennial planning committee. The co-chairs are Calvin Hadley and Danielle Holly Walker, the dean of the law school. Both of their email addresses are available online. The website for the sesquicentennial planning committee is going to be up soon as well, where you can forward suggestions. But in the interim, you can forward suggestions to Mr. Hadley or Mrs. Danielle Holly Walker, the dean of the law school, in the interim. In terms of activities, they're working out a list. We've had a couple of things already, such as we had a night with Ambassador Young where he spoke about what Howard University meant to him and his career. And that was very engaging. He stayed well over the time that we anticipated, and I think the students in particular really enjoyed that. We've had an event on Committed to Breathing, which is an event that was sparked out of the Eric Garner incident and a movement on campus where the faculty have really been looking for academic strategies to address the nation's issues. We obviously have our Charter Day celebration on March 4th, 2017, in terms of the dinner. The day before it was the 3rd, which we have convocation, and the actual day of the anniversary is March 2nd. So we'll be laying out a list of activities and projects that will take place throughout the course of the calendar year 2017 that will help celebrate our 150th anniversary.
And Dorothy, before I let you go, I have some information not only for you, but for anyone who wants to share an idea or speak to President Frederick about the sesquicentennial celebration. You can reach him online at 150years@howard.edu. That's 150years@howard.edu. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for calling, Dorothy. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. one of the things that happened recently, and I want you to at least briefly touch on this before we go to a break, is the HBCU initiative that happened at the White House. What was that about?
Yeah, so the White House initiative on HBCUs, President Obama appointed me to the Board of Advisors on that recently. We have our meeting tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. But this week is the Department of Ed, in conjunction with that initiative, puts on a week of activities related to the advancement and promotion of HBCUs, strengthening them, et cetera. So Sunday night, I gave a keynote to the All-Stars from the HBCU. Several students from several different HBCUs weighed in terms of they apply and are selected, and I got an opportunity to address them, you know, just to give them some advice, et cetera. Yesterday, there was an opening plenary session given by the Department Ed Secretary, Mr. King, followed by President Harvey from Hampton, who was the chair of the advisory board. He informed us that he would no longer be serving in that capacity. And then there was a plenary session I participated on in terms of the direction of HBCUs and the future of HBCUs. And there have been activities all day today and tomorrow. So it's a really good opportunity to bring funders together with, you know, different types of agencies that are interested in HBCUs, such as the United Negro College Fund, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and to bring the HBCU presidents together. So last night I hosted a dinner at my house for 16 of the HBCU presidents. We had a really good, and HBCU presidents that are very short in their tenure. So everybody there they've been on the job from anywhere from 1 month to about 5 years. And so we had a really good discussion.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to drill down just a little bit about that. Also, want to talk about more about what's coming up here at the university. Lots to discuss. Omar from Silver Spring, we're going to talk to you after the break. Also, Mel calling from Prince George's. Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of the conversation with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick in just a moment.